Hi there, we are James and Dan, two fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day and call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Me and more. Never mind, it was time. Number nine, let my lies feline with a death wish. Be right, didn't help. No name on the guest list.
We had the first two games of the tournament last night. You could have been watching the NBA. You could have been watching WBC, or maybe you decided to tune into what was going on in Dayton. And that leads to this. Our Bracket Madness contest is ready to go. Just go to ESPN975.com to fill out your bracket for your chance to win great prizes, including the grand prize, a two-night stay at Golden Nugget Lake Charles, plus a $200 food beverage credit from the great Golden Nugget. There's also a two-night stay from Two Creeks Crossing Resort and a great prize from Republic Boot Company and a whole lot more. If you haven't filled out your bracket as of yet, go to ESPN975.com to do that. Of course, starting tomorrow, we're going to be out and about. The, what is it called? The Occasional Great Good Show. What's it called again?
I don't know. I don't know what the...
I don't know if that's the official show or show name, or
Power
it'll be
Couple
called Raheel and Mates. I'm not sure. Either way, whatever the show will be called, it'll be at Nick's Place tomorrow. Raheel and Sean Mapes will be there from 12 to 3, and they'll be followed by Jeremy and Joe from 3 to 6. And then the entire lineup will be out at East River 9 on Friday for the tournament. Come out and watch the games with us. Of course, you want to get there early. At 7, no games will be on, but John, Lance, and I will be there. And then right around 11:10, after the first hour of this show, the games will begin. So it'll be a great couple of days as the tournament's got going, at least in its entirety. We did have, as I mentioned, two games last night in Dayton. And the compelling one, the thrilling one, was the Longhorns finding a way. They had kind of led all throughout the game. NC State finally got it tied, and then Tremon Mark. Yes, that Tremon Mark, former Coug, former Razorback, I believe, as well, knocks down a big-time jumper. It was too long to be called a mid-range, but it wasn't a three. The elevation on Tremon Mark's shot was the most impressive thing, how he just rose up above the defender and knocked it down and wound up being like 1.1 second remaining, something like that. And I mention that because we've now got an epidemic of coaches and players running out onto the floor thinking the game is over when it actually isn't.
Last night it was coach.
It was coach this time.
One coach.
It was coach this time, and he got an earful from one Sean Miller after the game because, of course, at times a referee has, and probably in the future will, give you a technical for coming out on the floor when you shouldn't. Referees have kind of pulled back on that. I've seen it during Champ Week, and I saw it, of course, last night. They did not hit him with the technical, because a technical would have been a bad way for that game to potentially go into overtime for that coach. You expect some decorum from the coaches. Like, of course, you see the difference when you watch any buzzer beater, whether it be on the NBA level, but particularly on the college level, where most coaches, the head coaches, well, are a bit stoic. Maybe they give you a fist pump or, mm-hmm. when a buzzer beater's
a quick
hit.
Turn
but they know they've got to go shake the hands of the losing coach so they don't go crazy. The assistants all lose their minds. Some of them run on the floor. Some of them, I don't know what that transition is. Like, you could be of the same age as the head coach as an assistant. You lose your mind. The head coach, excited but contains it, go talks to the other coach, go, hey, tough break, good season. You're a great coach, love you. Whatever their relationship is, the assistant can do whatever the hell they want. And this assistant forgot. You have to wait until the game is actually over. Thankfully for Texas, it did not cost them because the referees. Yeah, it wasn't like point three.
Or the buzzer goes off. Yeah, and they add there time
was,
later.
Yeah, like, the shot goes through, and it was clear there was still time left. But he was so excited, he didn't take that into account.
At the elbow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously he doesn't know this when he does it, but the NC State player on the last play had time to, like, catch it, dribble, and turn around.
It just got blocked.
That's how much time.
Yeah, we know. Left on the clock. And we know because they don't allow advancing after timeout. It had to be like a, I don't know, not full. It wasn't a full court pass, but you know, it was at least it was over half court where the NC State player caught the ball, and as you said, got a chance to turn, shoot. It was blocked, so it never got close to the rim. But there was clearly enough time for a play to be called and run, and yet that Texas assistant could not contain himself.
And I want to see, because it happens on the other side of the court. It happened on the other side of the court that the Texas bench was on. I want to see how late he got out on the court when the buzzer actually went off. I want to see.
Did he even take a step onto the court?
Did he overcorrect? Yeah. Did he? Yeah. Maybe just, you know, stand up and like clap. Maybe, you know, hug one of the other assistants or one of the walk-ons. Like, did he learn his lesson? Did he have a cornerback mindset and like, nope, running out there again. Don't care. I would like to see the all 22 on that.
Yeah. I don't know. Because of course it happened on NC State's end, the block shot to end the game. So we don't know.
So what made the thing he actually did that we saw even
this
funnier?
Wasn't even close. I'm looking at it right now. The ball goes through with 1 second remaining. They add an extra tenth, and he runs out in the court. His name is Ryan Anderson, and and then you see a
not
NC
Rockets legend.
No,
Ryan
no.
Anderson.
You see an, or the Alabama defensive end.
Yeah, not him either.
You see a NC State player go, what?
Yeah,
what?
No,
what?
That's
look
how,
at him.
That's how I got peeped to it. It was that I saw the NC State player be like, what the hell?
What is this? What are we doing? Of course, at that time, you think you get that should be a technical. Instead, Jesus. The referee goes, cut it out, buddy. We're not going to give that. Not in this situation.
I think he's lucky that NC State had a timeout. So they, like, they used the timeout immediately.
Yeah.
That it wasn't just like open play or, you know, like playing continues and he has to run off the court.
But is that how it went or did the referees just go, hey, it's a shot late that we just all really stop it to figure out how much time is left?
They looked at the clock, but they also charged NC State a timeout.
Okay. Gotcha.
So I don't know what the order of operations there was, but they did. Because Barkley also pointed it out on the broadcast. By the way, bad job by Texas basketball. Make me listen to the end of the broadcast. I had it on mute for the entire time.
Yeah,
people were not thrilled with the performance.
I did see some tweets. Barkley got into NIL. Dick Vitale
like
got into
apparently in
got yeah got into some of the things going on in his life. Like he said, he went to a funeral, I think, and maybe he said something about people around him dying, all the people dying, and then. So part of it was a joke. Part of it was the meme, those comments not having to do with the game, and then the announcer going, Texas up by five.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
But even just following a lot of Texas people are like, what the hell is Dick Vitale talking about?
Yeah, so it was not a great night for those two legends of the game, Dick Vitale and Charles Barkley, but they did at least get the call or watch a good game at the end.
And Barkley pointed out that it was like, wait, they're charging NC State with a timeout here, right? But NC State's not just getting a free timeout. And then he also didn't know about the college advance rule, which
is tough.
At least he brought it up as a question. He was like, they can't advance it on the timeout, right? And Dick Vitale's like, no, they can't.
Now, if that's a setup so Dick Vitale can explain it, that's a good teammate.
Yes, but
you're questioning whether he knew or not.
Yeah, Barkley, you know, with the college game, there's some gaps in his knowledge.
I wonder why I know why they chose him as Charles Barkley, but isn't he better in, like,
Studio,
and certainly in segments like 10 minutes to 15 minutes at a time. Should he is his best stuff over the course of a ball game?
Yeah, has he called anything other than like the NBA All-Star game? I actually don't know, but I think it's because like they wanted to do Vital and Barkley.
I imagine
that's what it was.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of like coming back from break and showing old pictures of Charles Barkley and Dick Vital from 1982 and stuff. So again, on mute, so I didn't know what the context was, but there's a lot of like these two guys, they love each other. They're both, you know, institutions of basketball broadcasts. And I assume it's a Dick Vital retirement tour of some sort.
I would guess because he likely will he be part of the tournament for the non-play
first floor stuff. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
With that.
Like Brian Anderson, he's quoted, he was the play-by-play guy for the night. He's like, "Guys, we got a game going on." Cuz they were just talking.
Yeah.
He's like, "Guys, there's a tournament game here. What are we doing?
A team is fighting for the life."
Yeah. Yeah, and yet you guys are on your own plane of existence talking about whatever. But we did get an exciting game. We'll see if that occurs tonight. You got Prairie View and Lehigh, and then you have Miami of Ohio and SMU, the two of the last teams to make the tournament. Miami of Ohio, 31-1. They were able to overcome Bruce Pearl slander to make the tournament. We'll see what they do against an SMU team who was were fine, but they were a mid-tier team in the ACC, and they got in at 20-13. So that was a tournament last night, of course, as we started the segment. Bracket Madness is here. Go to ESPN975.com to get in with us.
Were you impressed by what you saw by the Longhorns last night?
Not particularly, but
it
was fine. I mean,
also was like, yeah, this is like, you know, the 64th team in the bracket.
Yeah,
like,
makes some sense. I mean, sure, better than like Prairie View, but as far as the last at largest, yeah, you look just like it should have.
Yeah, I guess you're like 34 or whatever.
Sure. I mean, maybe there's some qualifiers that are better than you from a smaller conference, but it looked like a team who represents what Sean Miller's been talking about all year. Even if I hadn't seen a Longhorn game in its entirety all year long, I've got enough of Sean Miller to know, oh, this is what he's talking about.
This is what time they're on.
Yeah, I mean, they as I said at the start, they had the lead throughout the game, and then when it came down to it, they allowed NC State to get in it.
They're up 8 with like a minute 45.
Yeah, they were trading twos for threes, and then at one point missing one out of two free throws for a three, so allowed NC State to get back in game. NC State missed a big free throw that would have given them the lead.
Yeah.
He made one of two, and that tied it, and then you got well, thankfully for you. And then Tremont Mark made the big-time jumper, the former University of Houston Cougar. All right, we'll go to break with that. That was a tournament last night. We'll move to another aspect of basketball when we get back. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.
Lance Erline here. Rodeo season is here. Republic Boot Company is the place to be. Just off 11th and Studewood in the Heights, step into the heart of Texas craftsmanship. It's the only place you can buy their 1836 line of handmade 100% leather boots, and they can even customize the fit for your unique foot the same way you break in a baseball glove. Pick up a sport coat, cowboy hat, enjoy a free beer. I'm talking about everything to get you rodeo ready from head to toe. Republic Boot Company, where tradition meets style. Go to their website, republicbootcompany.com.
Dagonato here. Brinkman Quality Roofing is a local family-owned business and are the roof experts in shingle roofs, tile roofs, solar shingle roofs, metal roofing, and commercial roofing products. Brinkman has 100% financing available and free, no-obligation estimates. If your roof is starting to look bad, Brinkman's proprietary solution can make it look new again until you're ready to replace. Brinkman Quality Roofing is the one to call at 281-480-ROOF. That's 281-480-ROOF. Or go to BrinkmanQuality.com.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a best man speech, but getting one from some random plus one.
I am honored to be standing here today, also confused and a little hungry. Does anyone want to switch entrees? Pretty sure I checked beef.
You wouldn't settle for just any speech, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
So I own a coffee shop, and I wanted to label everything with our logo.
That's ambitious.
Cups, boxes, bags.
Ooh, that'll add up.
Not at all, because right now, Staples prints custom labels for 30% off.
30% off? That's shockingly affordable branding.
Yep, now our logo and URL are seen all over town.
Brand your business for less at Staples.
That was easy.
Shop Staples in-store, online, or in the app by 442 Unlock. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Contact Tax Relief Helpers for details and restrictions.
Attention, anyone that owes money to the IRS. Every day, your unpaid tax debt gets bigger and bigger from daily interest. The longer you wait, the more you will end up paying. If you owe $10,000 or more, now is the time to settle your debt before the IRS takes aggressive action, like taking your wages or property. A special toll-free number has been established so you can stop penalty fees, avoid liens, levies, or other hostile measures by the IRS. Call Tax Relief Helpers right now.
I got behind on my taxes and owed $48,000. I called and they got my bill lowered to just $3,500.
I owed $87,000 in taxes and it was scary. I got the amount I owed down to just $3,500. I saved $83,500.
If you owe money to the IRS, don't wait another day. Your tax debt gets bigger and bigger from daily interest. Call right now before the IRS enforces liens, levies, or other aggressive measures. The call and consult are absolutely free. Call now.
Call 800-849-4957. 800-849-4957. That's 800-849-4957.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
So, some people, after watching what Reed Shepard's done, particularly over the last couple months, think he should be in real conversations for most improved. I haven't seen his odds change drastically there. I know Richard Jefferson mentioned it. John has mentioned it as a guy who should be getting some real consideration for that award. I think that narrative was set very early in the year. It's very hard to change how the voting may go if you weren't in the part of that conversation early. But there is one particular award that he's getting some movement on. If you believe in those prediction markets like Polymarket, they have Reed Shepard with the second highest odds to win Sixth Man of the Year. He's at 14%. He's, of course, not the favorite, but he is a guy, due to his recent play, who is certainly being looked at as, hey, that Reed Shepard guy, pretty good. Last year was disappointing, but third overall pick is certainly catching some eyes. Whether we believe the Polymarket Kalshi stuff, that's a different thing altogether. But there are people paying attention to Reed Shepard, and he should get votes.
Yeah, FanDuel has a third behind Jaquez and Naz Reid.
Naz Reid has won in the past. Jaquez has had a good year. He's bounced back from a disappointing second season as a pro.
I think that's about right.
Yeah.
Kelton Johnson, AJ Mitchell, like all these guys they're all good. They're all good six men. Six man's one award that I'm just like, I don't really know what we're like. What are we looking at here? Is it like actually who's the best player who doesn't start, or is it just like off the bench scoring? Because a lot of
it's
times
generally
it's
been that
just points per game.
But if you're a two way guy, cool. But it's usually about the points. I don't know.
It was when Andre Iguodala didn't win it one of the Warriors years, and he lost it to like Lou Williams. I was just like, okay, so this is just like, do you score 19 points per game off the bench? Cool.
If you're a bucket getter, it helps. You start to look at
being one-fifth of the death lineup. Who cares?
Yeah, you look at Peyton Pritchard last year, Naz Reid the year before, Malcolm Brogdon, Tyler Hero, Jordan Clarkson.
Yeah.
Now Tyler Hero's as far as the last five or six seasons, had the highest scoring average. He's the first since Lou Williams to break 20 points per game and win it. Because Peyton Pritchard won it scoring under 15, but you had Derek White, you had Jason Tatum, you had Jaylen Brown as scorers for that team. So it doesn't always go to the guy coming off the bench who scores the most. You have to be a part of a good team, and you have to be a guy that team depends on to score.
Yeah.
But your average doesn't have to be tremendous.
I also think you need a little bit of name recognition. Name recognition.
Probably have to do it for the year before. To get people's eyes on you, and if you back it up in year two. So Reed Shepard probably won't win any of these awards this year. if he follows up this year with next year, then he'll be in real contention.
And most improved, like, he should not win most improved. Like,
yeah, Jalen Duren is the leader as far as the odds are concerned for that. Yeah, according just to FanDuel.
In general, like, a second-year player should never win most improved. Like, just, it has to be some real crazy circumstances that, like, yeah, this guy got way better after being a rookie and having a full season under his belt. Especially Reed Sheppard, it's like, well, he just didn't play, and now he plays. Like, has he probably already passed, like, his minute total from last year already this year? Like,
yeah, because yeah, just, you look at some of the guys, the top two guys, I mentioned Jalen Duren, and Jalen Johnson's the other. Shout out to all the Jalens.
Yeah.
That video that came out a couple weeks ago. Duren's been in the league since 2022. Johnson, been around longer than I would have thought. He's been around since 21, yeah. So, going from not so great rookie year to most improved, you're right, probably doesn't make a lot of sense. Not all, even if you are a top five pick, maybe you're just a rookie last year.
Actually, especially as a top five pick.
Yeah.
It's like this guy was picked third overall, of what, 20 months ago?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, he really figured it out. Yeah. No way. Of course he did.
Yeah, I don't know.
It would be a problem if he didn't.
What type of parameters you put around most improved to make it make sense, because it's all kind of arbitrary.
Yeah, I think it's like more of a like a personal credo that I had. Like, I don't think they should pass a rule, but it's just like it's not what I'm looking to reward in most improved.
So your third best as far as odds are when it comes to sixth man of the year. He'll be in action tonight as the Rockets take on the Lakers again. They lost in embarrassing fashion, particularly if you throw in how that fourth quarter went in their last game. They'll get the Lakers again tonight. We'll see. I haven't seen anywhere where Alperen's going to be available tonight.
I believe he was off the injury report.
Okay.
Yeah, just from Underdog NBA.
Yeah, so. I don't see him on there. So it looks like Alperen may be ready to go.
Not listed on the injury report for tonight. So.
Okay, so expect Alperen back. So if the Lakers try the, hey, we're going to double team Kevin Durant anywhere and everywhere, as soon as he crosses half court, now you have that big man outlet who can make some plays for when he gets into the center of the floor. They did not have that. Maybe that is why J.J. Redick broke it out, knowing they didn't have an answer because it wasn't going to be Clint Capella. Then if you go small, you take your chances if it's going to be Dorian Finney-Smith flashing to that area or Jabari Smith. So Alperen much more accomplished at that, can do that. So we'll see if we see the attention that Kevin Durant got in their last game. We'll see if that translates to tonight. Yeah. Can we just not be embarrassing on national TV? I mean, I'm not even really asking for a win. I'd love to have a win, but I would like a highly competitive win, certainly. But if you lose, I just don't want to deal with historically bad. Yeah, I don't want awful second half. I don't want, what, 24 turnovers. I don't need Kevin Durant committing a backcourt violation and also an 8-second count. Let's be a normal basketball team tonight. And if you lose a game because the Lakers just have a hot streak, okay, that sucks.
Hey, Luka, he got you in the last 2 minutes. Tip your cap.
Yeah, it happens. He did it. The Lakers beat the Nuggets recently in a game where they pulled off the, hey, we'll miss a free throw on purpose. So weird stuff happens. Okay, but can we not provide all the weird stuff?
How about this? No 8-second violation.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want one.
I don't want one. I don't want Kevin Durant backing up into a backcourt where he just sees a double team and just keeps retreating until his foot hits the half court line. None of that. Let's just be a normal basketball team. I don't want Tari Eason getting an inbound stolen by the guy guarding him on the inbounds, or he just throws it up and Austin Reeves, as all people, just reaches his arms up and takes it. I don't want that either. Yeah. Let's have a normal game where you operate like a professional basketball team, and if you drop a game to the Lakers who are surging, that stinks, but at least it's honorable.
Mm-hmm. Tari Eason, raise your 3-point percentage for the month.
You know what? I'm asking for him to just make one. He can go like 1 out of 4 and raises.
He can go 1 for 10 and raises.
It's true.
He's shooting 4% in the month of March.
Tari Eason, if you want to be like Deion Waiters and say it's worse if you go like 1 for 5 instead of 1 for 10 because it means you stop shooting, if you want to do that, cool, because it will still be better than what you've done so far this month. Jeez, I just want a normal game.
Just be normal. Why can't you be normal?
Just be normal. I know it's national TV. You get a little weird on national TV. You blow leads.
I was thinking that last night as the Texas Longhorns were in the process of blowing leads and getting trapped in the backcourt and can't break a press. I just this is just what life is for me. Like, this is just, teams just can't dribble anymore. I don't know. I've heard so much about how skilled basketball players are these days. I don't know. I can't tell.
There's no evidence of that. I watch religiously is not providing me evidence.
Them, the Longhorns. I mean, Houston Cougars have their offensive woes. Where's all this offensive talent I've heard so much
just
about?
Just be normal can be maybe not something that's specific. You know what I want to come into tomorrow? I don't want John to tell me that Ime got outcoached by J.J. because J.J. Redick brought out a double team.
Yeah.
Can it not JJ be Redick. Something so normal and mundane as a double team that leads John to say, man, Ime, and John's not wrong. I just don't need it to be the case. Yeah. If he breaks out a box and one that the Rockets have no answer for, okay, that sucks. But at least it's really unique in the NBA. But a double team?
Hey, what if we double team the best player on the other team when
and force others to make plays?
Oh my God.
Can that not be the thing that short circuits everything you try to do offensively?
That'd be sick.
And then the press conference begins and it's all about, hey, you just got to make shots and hey, they tried harder and they were tougher. All right.
Got punked.
All right, your defense gave up 17 points. What are you in the fourth quarter? What are you talking about?
At one point the fourth quarter scoring was like 11-10 with like 3 minutes left. You did not lose this game on defense.
No, you did not lose because they were tougher than you. Make some shots. And Kevin Durant just said it. Hey, maybe if we made more shots, that might have helped. He's right. Now, the question will be, is all that other stuff he mentioned, that him being more off the ball, him being a spacer, we'll see if any of that comes into effect with Alperen back out there as a guy who can be a hub for you, and it doesn't have to all be on Kevin Durant. And the other thing, let's have a night where it doesn't turn into, man, you know that Hall of Famer Kevin Durant? Look at all the problems he has, because that was a thing after the game. Yeah, when you do this to Kevin Durant, he doesn't have a really good guard next to him. This is what you see. I mean, it's one game for a guy who's having an MVP season. We don't have to have the discourse about all Kevin Durant's flaws on one night. I mean, it was an ugly night, but we don't have to get to that. Rockets, allow me to have a normal night watching you play. And if you win, even better. We'll get to Ryan. He wants to talk about something completely different, but that's how this show goes. We'll do that when we come back.
ESPN 97.5.
Some people collect purses and shoes and jewelry.
Some people collect cars, watches, and guns.
Clara collects the silverwork of great silversmiths. She's hoping to find something made by Paul Revere.
If Danny collected cars and watches, he'd only have a few hundred of them. But Danny collects firearms.
If the Smithsonian had a gun collection, it'd be like the one I have at Collector's Firearms.
Honey, the Smithsonian does have a gun collection.
I'm sure mine is better.
Well, I know of one way that it's better for sure.
What's that?
Yours is for sale.
You're right. That definitely makes it better.
This is the year I hope to find something by Paul Revere. So come and take a look at what Danny has for sale.
The best gun shops in America are in Texas, of course. Collector's Firearms. Right on the corner at Wiftimer in Boston, Houston, on Alpha Road in Dallas, one block east of the tollway. Collector's Firearms.
Rated one of Texas Monthly's top 25 barbecue joints and now recognized by the Michelin Guide. JVRM Barbecue is serving up world-class Texas flavor. Sink your teeth into legendary brisket, house-made sausage, and timeless barbecue classics. Kick back with $15 buckets of beer and $4 well drinks every Friday and Saturday. Unwind with friends at Houston's Michelin-recognized smokehouse. JVRM Barbecue at 2201 Leland in the heart of Edo. Visit JVRMBBQ.com and follow on socials at JVRMBBQ.
The John Clay Wolf Show. Here's what's going on in the Wolf Pack.
Bobo, we appreciate you.
Thanks, man.
Gigi doesn't. She said,
you left me hanging, but whatever. I still love you. And I was there first.
You're talking about the show meeting you had yesterday? She's the only one that showed up.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there like, yeah, guys, I'm 3 minutes early. Right. What the heck?
That was 50-1 odds in Vegas.
The John Clay Wolf Show, every Saturday morning.
ESPN 97.5. Listen to Texas Radio Hall of Famers John and Lance weekday mornings from 7 to 10.
It's the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
We got a couple more segments. Join us, 713-780-3776. You could be next after Ryan. He wants to talk about a show. What's the show, Ryan?
What it is, Jive Turkeys. What's going on, Deli Billy? Hey, I was looking and I saw that, I didn't know, but Sweet Pea Season 2 just dropped. Are you excited about that? Also, I was excited for Venezuela to win. And is Raheel and Mates going to take over the 12-3 spot? Let me know. Later.
I don't have an answer to that second question.
Importantly, I also don't have an answer to that.
I don't know if takeover is the right word. I think we are out and about. Actually, I know we're out and about. And it's probably not best to just have a gap of time where there's nothing emanating from a location. So that's what we're doing. Raheel and Mates will be on air from 12 to 3 tomorrow at Nick's place. And then once again, when the entire lineup is at East River 9. As far as Sweet Pea, it has Ella Purnell in it. I'm trying to think what's the best way to inform people of her past work. If you watched the Yellow Jackets, she played Jackie, the captain of the team in that show about teenage girls in a plane that crashes and they have to decide whether they're going to eat each other or not. And then there's other stuff involved in that show too. She's also in Fallout on Prime. She plays one of the lead roles there. And Sweet Pea is about her character being kind of a nebbish. And of course you have to, what's the word for it? Make the attractive Hollywood, or just in this case, UK actress, not look as attractive and try to convince people that the entire office wouldn't be fawning over her. They do that. They try to do that. And it turns out the way they treat her turns her into a killer where she rights the wrongs. You know, she might kill a guy who spilled a coffee somewhere and force someone else to clean it up. Stuff like that. It's not like real killable offenses. And that's the absurdity of the show. As he said, it's in the second season. I've only seen like the first couple episodes of season one, but it was entertaining. I just never got back to it. So Sweet Pea season two is out. I think you have to have the Stars app or just Stars or wherever you, however you watch TV to be able to see it. Maybe they'll throw a first episode out for free on Prime, which is something Prime does. Speaking of TV, YouTube TV now gives you a cheaper option if you want just to have a couple sports channels and or networks and some news. You don't have to pay the full tote of like whatever it is after tax, like $82 something. It's a little cheaper. It's not much cheaper, but if you are sick of like paying for HD TV when you don't watch it, there are now different tiers and different packages from YouTube TV, which is I took a look this weekend and go, you know what? I don't watch this. I don't watch that. I don't watch this. You can cut those out and save me about $8 to $10, whatever it came out to be. So you have an option there because all the money goes into the streaming services now. I was looking at Prime a couple of days ago thinking about what I'm paying for. Of course, Prime is going to cost more now. Along with your, hey, I just want a case of Celsius delivered to my home.
Overnight.
You get the ability to watch all their programming, at least some of their programming. I think they're going to add a price to that, like maybe $4.99. So if you're getting the delivery portion, now if you want the actual television portion, there's going to be an added price there. I think I saw that someplace. I was like, I got Prime, I've got BritBox. Yes, I love a lot of British television. AMC, which comes with Shudder. I was like, you know what? I got to save in different places. So now I'm watching Hulu, but I got Hulu with ads, and it's a pain in the ass. So even now, I'm watching Paradise not on Hulu because I don't want to sit through the ads. Like, I got it on Friday, and I watched Predator Badlands. And for whatever reason, that movie didn't have ads in it.
No, with the movies, they do, like, 3 minutes at the start.
Maybe that's what it was. I don't even remember that happening, but I didn't have a stoppage at any point. So I was like, cool. Did I get over on them? No. First time I tried to watch a TV episode, bang, I was like,
Welcome back.
Welcome back to 2004. Yeah. This sucks.
Welcome back to watching Lost.
But I was just trying to find a way to save money in a spot. And I thought because I don't watch enough Hulu, so I thought I could deal with it. I can't deal with it.
No. The ads is tough because they had free Hulu when I was a student with like student ID or whatever, like a student .edu email.
Yeah.
And it was Hulu with ads for free. And I was just
this sucks. I don't want to do that.
It's free and I still don't like this.
What am I doing here? It was so annoying.
I can't go back. That got me.
Yeah, that I wound up going, you know what? I don't want to watch anything on Hulu right now. I'm just going to, hey, what's that? What's Ted up to? Like the TV show that I had never watched, but I saw the movie. Yeah. It's like, you know what? I'm going to watch this. It's not bad.
I was going to say, I feel like I've seen probably combined like three episodes through clips of the Ted TV show where it's just like every whatever day comes out the next day. All I get is sent clips from the Ted TV show. Is it worth? I have to imagine it's like a 22-minute
The first, show. I guess it was a premiere episode because of the series premiere. Because I started from season one, had never watched it. This thing kept going. I was like, how many minutes is this? It was like over 50 minutes for a comedy. Like, so I
half
just
as long as the movie.
I just assumed it was a double episode for the premiere. I was like, is this still going on? I get it. The teddy bear is raunchy. Let's get to this. Let's move on. Let's get to the second episode.
They're in high school or whatever.
Yeah, like the whole first episode is about the bear trying to avoid going to high school because he screwed up, or I think he shot the TV when he was at home, and then the guy was like, "You got to go to school now, because that's how you punish a talking bear."
Who's
I guess in bear years, like 35 compared to a normal human being. Go to high school because you shot the TV. All right. Okay,
I will
suspend everything to buy into this story. Now he's in high school, telling teachers what Ted tells anyone. Yeah. So that's where I'm there. I was like, this is 55 minutes of this.
Yeah, I was debating like should I watch the show or should I just watch the movie I know I like.
Yeah. How long? I'm typing how long is an average Ted episode? Because am I going to have to deal with 55 minutes episodes going forward? I don't know if I can handle it.
They basically just made five movies if they did that.
How long is an average episode of Ted? I'll have an answer for myself during the break. We'll go to break. We got one more second to go here. 713-780-3776. There it is. 30 to 40 minutes. It's longer than a night of the Seven Kingdoms.
Still meaty.
Wow. How many? I don't think you got enough jokes for two seasons, but apparently they did. We'll go to break. We'll be back.
Houston's independent voice for sports, ESPN 97.5.
Lance Erline here. Rodeo season is here. Republic Boot Company is the place to be. Just off 11th and Studewood in the Heights, step into the heart of Texas craftsmanship. It's the only place you can buy their 1836 line of handmade 100% leather boots, and they can even customize to fit for your unique foot the same way you break in a baseball glove. Pick up a sport coat, cowboy hat, enjoy a free beer. I'm talking about everything to get you rodeo ready from head to toe. Republic Boot Company, where tradition meets style. Go to their website, republicbootcompany.com.
Big news at Two Creeks Crossing Resort. Their water park, Blue Bayou Bend, opens May 1st with a grand opening celebration on May 9th. Lazy River Days, swim up bar sips, and live music nights, all just 90 minutes from Houston. Whether you're booking a waterfront cabin, bringing the RV, or planning a glamping getaway, this brand new water park is your reason to lock in dates early. Make it a weekend. Make it a memory. Reserve your spot today at twocreekscrossingresort.com.
Contact Tax Relief Helpers for details and restrictions.
Attention, anyone that owes money to the IRS. Every day, your unpaid tax debt gets bigger and bigger from daily interest. The longer you wait, the more you will end up paying. If you owe $10,000 or more, now is the time to settle your debt before the IRS takes aggressive action, like taking your wages or property. A special toll-free number has been established so you can stop penalty fees, avoid liens, levies, or other hostile measures by the IRS. Call Tax Relief Helpers right now.
I got behind on my taxes and owed $48,000. I called and they got my bill lowered to just $3,500.
I owed $87,000 in taxes and it was scary. I got the amount I owed down to just $3,500. I saved $83,500.
If you owe money to the IRS, don't wait another day. Your tax debt gets bigger and bigger from daily interest. Call right now before the IRS enforces liens, levies, or other aggressive measures. The call and consult are absolutely free. Call now.
Call 800-849-4957. 800-849-4957. That's 800-849-4957.
Houston's only FM sports station, ESPN 97.5.
It's the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
So, Rockets tonight, they have Lakers in town. The Lakers enjoyed their day off yesterday. At least some of them did. John spotted J.J. Redick, LeBron James, and Luka on the golf course. All in different groups. Apparently, LeBron plays really slow, so John and his group had to go around him. And I don't know where John was playing, but we can imagine if those three individuals were at the course, it's one of those places that doesn't need or want anyone talking about them. They don't need it.
Yeah, they're doing fine.
They're not going to come to us and go, hey, you want to work out a deal where you guys show up at our place a couple times? And they're not going to do that. It's not one of those places. We love East River 9. We're going to be there on Friday. But there are just certain hoity-toity golf places who would prefer that you keep their name out of your mouth.
They wouldn't want the likes of us even there. I'm assuming.
I have been to those places, but I was working. Like, they're like, maybe there's a charity event. Some of that comes into play, and you wind up at one of those places. But for the most part, they're like, hey, use, not use.
No.
Well, we'll get LeBron, we'll get Luka, we'll get JJ, and somehow John as well. It couldn't have been about John. Someone in that group had to have been the member. And John, because he's, I guess, entertaining the some and a friend to some, was there as well. I don't get it. I've never gotten it, why people gravitate towards him. But it happens, and he was out there, and he happened to see those three. Or at least he saw LeBron.
It is interesting. That means, like, LeBron brought his clubs, like, on the road. Like, how do these guys pack for road trips?
Like, how long are the Lakers on the road for? I think they have a trip to Miami on this road trip. It helps you're going to spend multiple days in a place.
That does help.
You can set that up for you. Set up the golf excursion because you know you're going to be there for multiple days. I don't know how long the road trip is.
Oh, it's pretty long.
So that would maybe lead to him saying, hey, I'm going to be in places where golf can be a thing for me.
Two games against the Lakers, Thursday against the Heat, Saturday against the Magic, Monday against the Pistons, Wednesday against the Pacers. Then they're back home. Friday, March 27th.
So you're going to be in Houston. You can find yourself a nice golf course. Go to Miami, find yourself a nice golf course. I'm sure Orlando or the surrounding areas, if they have the time, has nice golf courses. So it's all laid out for you. It would be a nice trip to bring your clubs, and all those guys did.
And they play Thursday in Miami, Saturday in Orlando. So they might just hit every golf course in between.
Yeah, so
the 2 days they have off.
So the back-to-back after they play the Rockets tonight in Miami, and then they have a couple days to do whatever they like, kind of like what they did yesterday. So that hopefully they've got tired legs. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Although, I wish it was hotter.
Yeah, it was
like the sun took it out of
it
them.
It wasn't
sunburned.
Yeah, it wasn't as draining of a day as we might like as far as the weather was concerned. Pretty mild. In fact, maybe cooler.
It was fine.
It's marathon runner weather.
Probably had to buy a jacket.
Yeah, it's a little chilly out there. Hey, Houston, what are you doing? So that is. Lakers enjoyed their stay. They got the win. Let's make sure they don't sweep us in this situation.
Couldn't John just, like, in the golf cart, just kind of, you know?
Run over LeBron? Have LeBron play. The Luka is the one you attack. If you're going to take a guy out, take Luka out.
That is true.
And maybe the Lakers staff, if JJ's out of commission, doesn't know to employ a double team.
So are we just like, so we're done with the like Laker, I guess, hand wringing about this team. Like, are we all settled with like, hey, this kind of,
well, they've won 6 in a row, 9 out of 10. Oh, you mean who runs this thing? Yeah, I think it's been like, clear. I think the line,
LeBron, you fit in, don't fit out. I think with Luka.
I think LeBron's their 3 now.
Yeah.
He's behind Austin Reeves too.
He's like the, you know, the glue guy, kind of.
LeBron's a glue guy.
Maybe not. I mean, he does play hard. Like, for a 41-year-old all-time leading scorer.
I did find it funny. People were like, "Wow, LeBron dove on the floor for a hustle ball, for a hustle play." Like, look at that. Look at his role evolving.
Is he like their Aaron Gordon? Tobias Harris? Tobias Harris feels
don't be disrespectful.
Yeah.
I think right
after I said it, I was like, he is like the third best player on the best team in the East, but I understand.
Aaron Gordon's at least a champion. I would go, and Aaron Gordon's had big time moments in playoff games. We'll go Aaron Gordon. He's their Aaron Gordon. They don't have unfortunately, they still have a DeAndre Ayton, but they do have.
That's an issue.
But LeBron is their Aaron Gordon plus.
They could use a Clint Capella, tell you what.
Well, we did see that matchup.
I think they fought to a draw.
Yeah, Aiden made some plays late as the Rockets were letting go of the rope. But yeah, I don't think there was much difference between
like,
the two.
I think it was like, I saw a comparison. It was like 11 points to 9 or something. It's just like, yeah. Like,
see, DeAndre, you are. This is who you are. Except you don't accept your role. Yeah. And Clint Capella's past his prime. And still, no one can tell the difference between you two as far as production is concerned.
Yeah.
So that is tonight. Alperen should be back. That's what it looks like. He should be good to go. And Clint Capella's minutes will go back to where we would have hoped them to be throughout the year, even with Steven Adams being gone. So the Rockets, you got to say, they're at full strength for this one. They'll have their full complement of guys as far as guys who aren't out for the year. And we'll see what they got as they try to stop this Lakers roll. Lakers have won 6 in a row.
Yeah, and the Hawks rolling too.
It's a tough stretch for them. Of course, they're not playing well.
The Pelicans were playing like pretty well.
Yeah, the Pelicans too.
They are the Pelicans, though.
You mentioned that. What are the Pelicans now? They're not great. Of course,
they like 6
out of the last 10. But that's much better than what they had been or what they are, because they have a winning percentage under. They're at 333. So yeah, they have been playing better. The Rockets squeezed by that, and now they're playing good teams who are actually playing well. Yeah. As well, the Hawks
sucks playing good team.
Yeah, the Hawks. If you win 10 in a row and you're still the eighth seed as they are, I will call you at least currently a good team
because that's
how you're playing. They're playing like a good basketball team, and they blew out the Magic in their last one. They'll come to town as
Heat playing well too.
The Heat have lost a couple in a row now, but overall winning 7 out of 10. So it doesn't get much easier for the Rockets going forward.
And then the Bulls, they're playing like trash. That's fine.
Then
the Bulls. Yeah. Okay.
The schedule lightens up quite a bit when you get to play the Bulls.
T-Wolves probably without Anthony Edwards. We'll see.
He should be out for about a week.
Yeah.
At minimum.
I think it was 1 to 2 reevaluate.
Well, then they likely won't see him.
Yeah. And then Grizzlies, Pelicans. So
the schedule will lighten up a little bit, trying to get through this stretch where
I want to watch some unwatchable teams play basketball
and make your team watchable.
Yeah.
That's a good trade-off.
All the problems are solved against the Grizzlies. Look at that.
Yeah, you're not going to sucker me into that, but I prefer that to what we have been getting.
I can, you know, at whatever 9:30 on a Wednesday night, I can at least be like,
I would just like to go to bed knowing that's a W.
Yeah,
that's all.
No questions asked. No existential questions. Just
it's much better to toss away the win as it was the Grizzlies than what we've been dealing with recently, where we're asking tough questions about what this team can do, and do they have the answers for those questions?
It's hard for me to fill out the rundown for this week's Rocket Power because I'm like, what is there new to like this? This is just what these guys are about. I don't know. What's the conversation to be had?
When you're about 70 games deep, this is what it turns into.
I wish it was, though, like, you know, who do you want to play in the first round? Now it's like they all want to play your team. Everyone in the playoffs is like, I hope we get the Rockets in the first round.
But that could change. You finish the year strong.
Yeah.
Maybe you wind up with 50 wins plus, and then you
get hot at the right time.
Yeah, you feel a little differently about your seeding and and who wants to play who. Yeah. But they got to get there, and that starts tonight against a Lakers team who's playing great. All right, we're done for the day. We didn't mention this before we go. Sticking with basketball, the women of the WNBA get their deal done. Apparently, the news broke very early in the morning, but they got the players got a lot of what they wanted. Salaries are increasing quite a bit. They're going to average about 20% as far as revenue is concerned. They were way below that. They were below the USC as far as revenue share. Now it should average about 20%. Let's just say this. You go from a minimum salary of just over $66,000 to a minimum salary of over $300,000. Nice work by the ladies of the WNBA to get what you would say they deserve. So that's the news that broke as far as labor stuff. Baseball's in for one of those. Probably not going to go very well. Probably going to be a long, drawn-out process. That's why enjoy 2026 baseball. Don't think you're going to see 2027. We're done. Since we're done, Sean, what does that mean?
Texas is back, folks.
For a night, thanks to a former Coug, Texas.
In the first round.
That's right. Go. In the real tournament, yeah. Texas, after their buzzer-beating win. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.